Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Jim Blasingame, congratulations on 20 years.
Your 10,000 hours and over 20,000 interviews, if you do the math, is about 72 million words of devoted time on your part.
The best looking, smartest, and of course, most humble fellow I know.
Best wishes on your 20th anniversary. Of course, you've succeeded because you have the perfect face for radio. Congratulations.
Welcome back. Celebrating the third decade of the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'm glad you're here. 7 till the hour, having a great visit with our good friend Joel Barker. JoelBarker.com. Joel is one of the top futurists of our time, folks, and someone that is an amazing resource. And frankly, I think one of our national treasures. Joel, thank you for being here. Please find his book and his film, Paradigms, The Business of Discovering the Future. It will change your life. It just keeps on giving. Hey, Joel, thank you again for being here and for all the things you brought to us and all the things that you've implications and early warnings that you've offered to us over the years. One of the things we're going to talk about this segment is a handheld drone jamming device. Now, when I think of this, as you know, I spent some time in the infantry in the Army, and we had something called we had handheld shoulder mounted types of weapons that were developed. There was a law that you could just extend, and it was a one bullet kind of thing, and you could knock a tank down or whatever. But this is a handheld device, isn't it, to neutralize drones without bullets?
Exactly. Well, first of all, we should remind ourselves what's been going on with the drone market. It has exploded around the world, and there are drones flying everywhere. And as much as we say, don't fly them here, don't fly them higher than this, don't fly them lower than this, please be careful with your drones, you've got a bunch of kids, basically, who are saying, they won't notice it if I fly it into the pathway of an airplane.
Right.
Well, Heathrow, of course, has made news again and again and again with this and have literally stopped flights for hours because of a stinking little drone causing the problem. Now, what I like about this is it matches your market force hypothesis, Jim.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody said, you know what? If I could figure out how to shoot down those drones, I bet I could sell a lot of those. A lot of my devices.
Yep, a response.
And that's what this is. It's called Drone Shield. And it is a pistol, basically, with a great big fat head on it. And the big fat head is to spread the spectrum so that you don't have to be dead on, like with a laser dot on the drone. You fill the air around the drone with noise, electromagnetic noise. And so it can no longer hear its source for instructions. Some drones, by the way, are built to just go down. They just settle down automatically when that happens, rather than
they just auto rotate down, basically.
Exactly. They quit, but they come down slowly and so as safely as possible.
It's called auto rotation.
But the point is, But what's really neat here is all of a sudden you could have police cars with these things, and they spot it. It'll cover a half mile area, six tenths of a mile actually, that it can shoot it down. But you've got a device that's handy enough and cheap enough and successful enough that it looks like we'll have a chance now to knock these things down for people who are being, what's the phrase, gone rogue on the device.
Didn't I read also about this, that one of the settings would cause the drone to quit taking instructions from the home base? But it would, and if it didn't settle it down, have it descend from where it was, it would actually go back to where it came from?
It would return to its launching spot.
So every time you send your drone out, it'll keep coming back because somebody's hitting it with this gun.
Yeah, but here's the other thing. You can follow it. So you can really go back to the source. So there's some cleverness in that one. I hadn't thought about that before, but... if it's going back, you say, "Okay, let's see where it's going. Let's follow it and trace it back."
Well, if I'm flying it around the neighborhood, which I guess I have a right to do, and you don't want me looking into your backyard, you can neutralize me and so it's just a little tit for tat with neighbors. But if you're flying it around an airport, The air traffic folks want to know about that. They'll follow it back to your to the home base. You'll get arrested.
Well, right now, only the governments can buy it. So it's police, it's airports, it's areas like that. But I think you're right down the line. I can see one being built and sold to the the consumer who has a pain in the you-know-what next door flying his drone all around.
In 5 years, you'd be able to buy one for $100.
Well, I think so. I mean, that's what are we seeing with all the technology? Yeah. Price comes down and the drones go up.
Exactly.
So it's a market response to a pain.
That's right. JoeBarker.com, folks. Please check that out. StarThrower.com for the films. Hey, Joel, good job again today. Come back soon.
Will do.
Joel Barker, ladies and gentlemen. We always get smarter when Joel joins us, and so we did today. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'll see you later.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.